Act 1, Scene 1, Westminster Abbey, Dead March. Enter the funeral of King Henry V, attended on by Dukes of Bedford, Regent of France, Gloucester, Protector, and Exeter, Earl of Warwick, the Bishop of Winchester, Heralds, and Company, Bedford. Hung be the heavens with black, yield day to night. Comets, importing change of times and states, brandish your crystal tresses in the sky, and with them scourge the bad revolting stars that have consented unto Henry's death. King Henry V, too famous to live long, England ne'er lost a king of so much worth. Gloucester. England ne'er had a king until his time. Virtue he had, deserving to command. His brandished sword did blind men with his beams. His arms spread wider than a dragon's wings. His sparkling eyes, replete with wrathful fire, more dazzled and drove back his enemies than midday sun fierce bent against their faces. What should I say? His deeds exceed all speech. He ne'er lift up his hand but conquered. Exeter. We mourn in black. Why mourn we not in blood? Henry is dead and never shall revive. Upon a wooden coffin we attend, and death's dishonourable victory we with our stately presence glorify, like captives bound to a triumphant car. What shall we curse the planets of mishap that plotted thus our glory's overthrow? Or shall we think the subtle-witted French conquerors and sorcerers that, afraid of him, by magic verses have contrived his end? Bishop of Winchester, he was a king blessed of the King of Kings. Unto the French the dreadful judgment day so dreadful will not be as was his sight. The battles of the Lord of Hosts he fought. The church's prayers made him so prosperous. Gloucester. The church, where is it? Had not churchmen prayed? His thread of life had not so soon decayed. None do you like but an effeminate prince, whom, like a schoolboy, you may overawe. Bishop of Winchester. Gloucester. Whate'er we like, thou art protector, and lookest to command the prince and realm. Thy wife is proud. She holdeth thee in awe, more than God or religious churchmen may. Gloucester. Name not religion, for thou lovest the flesh, and ne'er throughout the year to church thou goest, except it be to pray against thy foes. Bedford. Cease these jars, and rest your minds in peace. Let's to the altar, heralds. Wait on us. Instead of gold, we'll offer up our arms, since arms avail not now that Henry's dead. Posterity. Await for wretched years, when at their mother's moist eyes babes shall suck, our isle he made a nourish of salt tears, and none but women left to wail the dead. Henry V, the ghost I invocate, prosper this realm, keep it from civil broils, combat with adverse planets to the heavens, a far more glorious star thy soul will make than Julius Caesar or Bright. Enter a messenger. Messenger, my honourable lords, health to you all. Sad tidings bring I to you out of France, of loss, of slaughter, and discomfiture. Guienne, Champagne, Remus, Orleans, Paris, Guises, Poictiers are all quite lost. Bedford. What sayest thou, man? Before dead Henry's course? Speak softly, or the loss of those great towns will make him burst his lead and rise from death. Gloucester. Is Paris lost? Is ruin yielded up? If Henry were recalled to life again, these news would cause him once more yield the ghost. Exeter. How were they lost? What treachery was used? Messenger. No treachery but want of men and money. Amongst the soldiers this is muttered, that here you maintain several factions, and whilst a field should be dispatched and fought, you are disputing of your generals. One would have lingering wars with little cost, another would fly swift, but wanteth wings. A third thinks, without expense at all, by guileful fair words peace may be obtained. Awake, awake, English nobility, let not sloth dim your horrors new begot. Cropped are the flower de luces in your arms. Of England's coat one half is cut away. Exeter. Were our tears wanting to this funeral, these tidings would call forth their flowing tides. Bedford. Me they concern. Regent I am of France. Give me my steeled coat. I'll fight for France. Away with these disgraceful wailing robes. Wounds will I lend the French instead of eyes, to weep their intermissive miseries.